news in the everyday, me and you. Good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dr. Norris Weir, inviting you to get on board the Caribbean Gospel Train every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. The Caribbean Gospel Train, for the ride of your life.
The Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for such a time as this.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther for such a time as this. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther presented at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The open doors of your life may not be at the altar of the church. Come on now. They won't always be at the altars. A lot of the open doors of your life are going to be in everyday life, when you bump into people, when you go to work. And listen, what's going to happen on the Treasure Coast when we don't just walk into offices and garages and places of employment, and we've learned how to articulate the truth of God's love, and we've learned how to impact people, and we've learned how to meet them in their need and touch them where they're hurting and give them hope and give them peace and give them an expectation that their life could be better than they ever thought it was? Can you just tell me what's going to happen when the church rises up and begins to influence and impact those that it's been called to? It's going to change a generation. It's going to change a generation. Come on, amen. See, the problem in the North American church is that we don't have the influence that we used to have. We don't have the ability to change lives like we used to. We've become a subculture. We've become a political party. We've become a voting bloc.
Well, I don't know how Jeb Bush is going to get the evangelicals. He's for Common Core.
They put you right into a voting block. You're the religious right. Come on, somebody. Can I just declare to you today that you're not the religious right, that you are a child of the living God, and God doesn't care what your political persuasion is. He cares if you are salt and light in the arena of life that he's called you to walk in. I got good news for you. God's not a Republican this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I know that might affect some of your political structures this morning, but God's not a Republican, and he's not a Democrat. He's an independent. Come on, somebody. He's God all by himself. There ain't nobody in office that got there without God knowing about it first. Listen, the most dangerous people to the enemy, the most dangerous people to the devil, are the people that just got saved. Because they're so excited about what God did, and they still got all their friends that they were just drinking beer with and smoking pot with the week before. They're so turned on about what Jesus did in their life that they can't wait to go tell all their friends about Jesus. But after they've been sitting in church for 3 or 4 months and they get vaccinated and get religious, then all of a sudden they got a whole bunch of new friends. Bless God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Is this making sense to anybody? When I was growing up all my life, they taught us, you don't want to hang out with sinners. You don't want to hang out with sinners, stay away. What's on them might get on you. Well, guess what I found out? I found out that when I got born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost and got the power of God working in my life, I discovered that what's on me got on them. And the more time I spent with them, the more opportunity they had to come into the kingdom of God. Because I want you to know this, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I don't care who it is in the world. I don't care what kind of culture it is. God has called us to be influencers, and he has called us to impact the next generation. Huh? Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? You listen, can I tell you what? You are more dangerous to hell than hell is to you. We've given the devil way too much credit. We got all spooky and paranormal activity and demons this and exorcists that. Oh, shut up. Let me tell you something. There ain't a demon in hell. There ain't a devil anywhere in the prince of the power of the air, whatever you want to call, that can even come close to the power of God that is residing on the inside of you. He's greater. He's greater. Come on, somebody shout, he's greater. But the devil is a deceiver, and he wants to keep you lethargic. He wants to keep you bound in sin. He wants to keep you sleepy. He wants to keep you numb. He wants to keep you inside the four walls. He wants to keep you from impacting lives. So he sidetracks you with alternative purposes that are meant to destroy your life. It's a lie. And we buy it hook, line, and sinker. And a lot of times we come to church faithfully every Sunday, but we ain't impacting nobody in our world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, well, we just need to pray. Yeah, we do need to pray every day. God, wake us up today to the doors that are opening up to us. Let us take a step of faith. Whether I'm at the drive-thru or the gas station or the store, let me always have my light shining. Let me always be salt in the earth. Hallelujah. This is really about waking up God possibilities on the inside of us so that we can become everything that God wants us to be. Instead of letting the devil dictate our life and make us into what he wants us to be. Listen to me. If you're not living your destiny today, it's not because there's a great big devil. It's because you bought into the lie. You're taking the path of least resistance. It's not your destiny. You're going to end up in the ground in the bottom of 6 feet of dirt, or 6 feet of dirt, and people are going to look at you and go, what a waste. All the potential. All the gifts. All the love they had. They just wallowed in self-pity and hatred. Come on, are you here this morning? That's not what God's called us to do. How many of you believe that this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. People, you know what they want? They want to know, how can I lay down at night and put my head on the pillow and not be tormented? How can I close my eyes at the end of the day and sleep overtake my body without being full of anxiety and worry about the people in my life and my family, my job? That's what they're looking for. Huh? They're looking for a way to be at peace with themselves. They're looking for a way to be okay. To have life, a life that overflows. Come on, how many know that's what people are looking for? They come to church, that's what they're looking for. People come in church, they're looking for hope. And oftentimes the church just gives them religion. I don't want to be a church that gives people religion. I want to be a church that gives people Jesus. That teaches people relationship. They walk into church, how many of you ain't got to give them 14 different scriptures on the kenosis theory and the hermeneutical, homiletical exegesis of how Jesus crossed over the bridge of destiny and shed his blood so that you can get to the place of your... How many of you, they just want to know that God loves them?
Do you know the four spiritual laws, brother?
Jesus loves you. Made a way for you. I mean, I can bring Jesus to my generation. You can bring Jesus to your generation, but you got to step through the open doors. You got to be transforming and not conforming. But we don't do it. We live in a Christian bubble. We speak Christianese. We go to Mac Church. We want everything when we get it, when we want it, when we got it. We don't want nobody to be in our face about anything that confronts our sin. We want nobody telling us what to do.
I can hear God for myself.
Well, did you take into consideration you might be hearing the voice of God, but it's filtered through an argument that you had last night with your wife? Come on, somebody.
No, you ought to come to our church where the power of God is moving. We had 100 people slain in the spirit.
They kill people at your church? What do you mean? They don't know what we're talking about.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
What have we done? We've become isolationist in our Christian right-wing bubble. People we really love that we're afraid to talk to about Jesus are going to hell. He said, well, Pastor, I just can't talk to them about Jesus. I don't know how to approach them. I'm afraid I might offend them. Well, think about this. How offended do you think they're going to be at you the day after they die? Huh? You think they're going to look up from the pit of hell in eternal agony and go, you know, they were really good to me. They were just a good friend. These are people you work with. These are people you laugh with, that you take lunch break with. They are on their way to hell without you. Are you hearing me? Amen. That's how real this is. You might be the only Jesus they ever see. You might be the only Jesus they ever get. And we do it, man. We get all bogged down in our religious, and we get this victim mentality, and we get this idea that we're supposed to come out from the world and be separate from the world. And God said, no, I didn't mean come out from the people you live with. I mean, don't let the order of this world affect your thinking process, or the cosmos of this world affect the way you live. But I've called you to live among them. Jesus said in John chapter 17, he said, Lord, don't deliver them out of the world. Just be with them while they're in it. Hallelujah. But we get a victim mentality. Nobody likes us, and everybody, the government's out to get it. Obama don't like us, and John Boehner don't like us, and nobody, we can't get nothing done in Common Core, and we just complain about how bad it is, and nobody wants to give the church a break. And we develop this victim mentality where we walk around society with a chip on our shoulder. We love Jesus, but we look like we got a chip on our shoulder because we're offended that the homosexual agenda is getting more rights than we are. Come on, huh? Everybody's against us, and nobody's for us, and nobody knows what we're like, and we just here, we just trying to serve the Lord, and we just trying to do our thing, and we trying to protect the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and we really trying to be committed, and we're really trying to be genuine, and we just want to be pure in our heart. And all of a sudden, we begin to believe all that stuff, and we fall into this thing called an Elijah complex. Well, nobody's for us. Everybody's against us. There ain't nobody left but us and God. We're just hiding out in the cave waiting on the rapture of Jesus to come get us so we can get out of this hellhole and get to be in glory with God. And nobody loves us. And every time we talk about Christianity and every time we try to do the big bounce, somebody's going to give us a negative comment and talk about us and put us down and blah, 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 blah. And God comes along. He says, knock it off, you blockhead. It ain't just you in the cave. There's 7,000 of them out there hiding and waiting. I got an army ready to rise up. I got people with purpose and destiny. They're looking for a place to come together and get on fire for the purposes of their God. I've got people that want to live in this place of destiny. Step into the thing that I've called you to. Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. So what do we do? Come on, somebody shout, what am I going to do? Well, how many of you know the majority of the people in this city ain't coming here knocking on our door? They say, Pastor, we're praying in the harvest. We got to pray, we're praying in the harvest, and we want to be a part of this. We're praying. How many know you got to do more than pray? You got to go and tell. You got to preach. If you want to bring the kingdom into this land, then you're going to have to bring the kingdom into this land. Jesus talked about the church one time when he was here on earth in his ministry. He talked about the kingdom of God 80 times. We got to take the kingdom of God to people. Somebody shout the kingdom. We were built to be influencers. The kingdom of God does not operate with people just running here and banging on our door. The kingdom of God operates by us getting off the pew and getting in the street and getting into the workplace and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and bringing the kingdom to those people that we care about. We pray for political leaders to get in office. God, give us godly leaders. And then when they get in office, we go, I can't stand anybody in politics. Somebody has to invade the kingdom. We need to raise up mayors. We need to raise up city commissioners. We need to raise up sheriffs and police chiefs and police officers. They need to come out of the body of Christ with destiny. We need to raise up business leaders and community leaders that understand that there's a principle at work in this earth, and the principle is about the kingdom of God impacting and influencing lives. That's what we're supposed to be doing. God wants to move us from isolation to influence. Amen. He wants you to influence everywhere you go. Right. Somebody shout, I'm salt.
I'm salt.
I'm light.
Light.
I don't know what that means. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The salt of the earth and the light of the world. I mean, salt affects everything that it touches. Everything you put salt on, it affects it. Amen. But it's not affected by anything. Think about that. Nobody ain't never heard nobody say, well, that's some beefy salt. That's the beefiest salt I've ever tasted. Or that's some beanie salt. Ooh, I don't like that salt. It's too beanie. Yeah, you never heard nobody say that, have you? Why? Because salt affects everything that it touches, but it's not affected by anything. And Jesus said, you are the salt of this earth. Amen. The earth is the main dish. You bring flavor to it. You take something nasty and disgusting and you put life on it. Come on, are you here? They said, you're the light of the world. Everybody say light.
Light.
I mean, if you cut off all these lights in this room, it would be pitch black in here because there ain't no windows in this building. It'd be dark. You can walk back there and flip that light switch up. How many know when you flip that light switch up in the back, dark doesn't say, I ain't going nowhere. Forget about you, light. And that's not what dark does. You flip the light switch on, dark runs to the corner and hides and goes, light! I can't exist. I believe God wants to raise this church up on the Treasure Coast to affect change on the Treasure Coast. We're not just here to have church. God's called us to be influencers. He's called us to be people of impact. You believe that this morning? We got to move from areas of isolation to influence. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out yesterday. Because what you did is we moved out of the four walls of this building and we moved into a neighborhood that is riddled with gang violence, with drug abuse, with broken families, with hurting people. And for 6 hours yesterday, we corporately, in unity, became influencers. Come on, go ahead. You can give the Lord a round of applause. It took a lot of effort to do that. It cost the church about $1,500 to do that. Everybody had to set aside their Saturday to come down for a couple hours. But I sat in a chair yesterday and I looked around and I saw people from all over our church talking to complete strangers, fellowshipping, praying, hugging, inviting, handing out business cards, handing out flyers, signing kids up for kids' church, signing people up to catch a ride to church next Sunday.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.